With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Bidenomics driving up the cost of health care. That's the assessment of Heritage Foundation research fellow Nina Schaefer, who argues rather than addressing underlying issues, the administration's answer to rising health care costs is more and more government regulation. And she spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about price controls.
The problem we have with this administration is they say they're quote-unquote negotiating, when in reality they're saying we will only pay this amount, and if you don't pay this amount, we will tax the manufacturer pretty much out of business.
In Medicaid, Schaefer points out the administration's policy is to ignore the fiscal and demographic challenges bubbling to the surface and fixate on expanding the program and spending money at all costs to do that. Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Simone Ladine says Israel is taking a slow and well-planned approach to its invasion of Gaza to compensate for Hamas's use of tunnels and booby traps.
They're also at the same time using pinpoint strikes from the air, and they're also doing some targeted assassinations, which, as we know, Israel wrote the book on.
Ladine was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Trade and economy officials from the Group of Seven Wealthy Democracies have strengthened their pledge to work together to ensure a smooth supply chain for essentials like energy and food despite global uncertainties.
The nations promised in a statement to maintain what they called a free and fair trading system at the end of a recent two-day meeting in Osaka. Worries are growing about maintaining a stable supply of computer chips, as well as essential minerals like lithium, which are critical these days amid the demand for electric vehicles and other green energy. The G7 includes the U.S., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Britain.
That's Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. Children's doctors go all in on transgenderism. Here's Michael Harrington.
At the just-completed convention of the American Academy of Pediatrics, physicians were urged to start talking with their young patients about so-called gender fluidity as early as possible. In one presentation, the doctors were told that when it comes to gender, quote, the things you learned in medical school are probably now irrelevant. AAP officials advise their members to tell parents that sexual identity shifts and changes all throughout a person's life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many evangelicals are happy to see Mike Johnson become Speaker of the House. He once served as a professor at the Government School of Liberty University in Virginia. From 2004 to 2012, Johnson was a member of the policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, whose 13 million members comprise the nation's largest Protestant denomination. During his tenure with the SBC's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, he rallied members to place a strong emphasis on values voting. This is SRN News. Schools across the country are preparing for a shortage of a cafeteria staple this school year.
It's those little half-pint milk cartons, and it's not the milk itself that's in short supply. Dairy suppliers and state officials say it's the cardboard cartons. Pactive Evergreen, which bills itself as the leading manufacturer of fresh food and beverage packaging in North America, acknowledges significantly higher than projected demand for its milk cartons. And school officials in New York, Pennsylvania, California, and Washington State say they're preparing backup options, such as limiting the types of milk they offer, pouring milk into cups, using bulk dispensers, or serving other options, such as water. Milk is required to be served with school meals, but the USDA is allowing districts to adapt during the shortage, including skipping milk altogether. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.